Hi, and here's a little quiz Marco and I just did for the big show. It was by way of introducing today's story. Marco, you speak French, right?
Yeah, studied it in the U.S., kind of really learned it in France, and then mastered it in West Africa, yeah.
So you know...
all sorts of French going on in the world.
Right. Well, listen to this, because this is another version of French in another place.
On a beaucoup de plaisir.
Oui.
Et puis c'est bon avec le monde.
Jaser un peu.
Jaser. Et du bon manger.
Chanter des chansons.
Chansons, oui. On peut se danser aussi.
So where do you think they are?
That's undoubtedly Quebec French.
Well, it's close to that, but it's actually not there.
So somewhere in the U.S.?
Close somewhere to Quebec? In the U.S.
I'll say Vermont because it's a French name, or maybe Maine.
It is Maine.
Wow. Amazing. How'd they get that Quebec French in Maine? Just proximity?
Yeah, there's a lot of people over the years have moved from north of the border down to Maine. It is something of a patchwork because you've got some French speakers from other parts of Canada have gone there, and more recently, people from all over the world. But until about 50 years ago, it was pretty much verboten to speak French. You could even be punished at school for speaking French. And so a lot of people thought the language actually might die out. It is now hanging on. In fact, there's a little bit of a revival going on, especially in the twin cities of Lewiston and Auburn. And that's where our story comes from.
All righty. Allons-y. Let's hear that story from reporter Annie Murphy.
It's a Thursday around 1 p.m., and the scene at the Franco-American Heritage Center in Lewiston is pretty tame. There are a few hundred people, most of them over 60, in an old church converted into a concert hall. The crowd is heavy on turtlenecks and suspenders. Some musicians, also over 60, play guitar and accordion. Louis Morin is the director of the center. Like many people here, he identifies as French-Canadian and Franco-American. And he says it's not always this calm. People have been here, he says, and the bar has been open since 10 a.m.
Oh yeah, absolutely. A little wine and beer is a part of the French-Canadian tradition, so... yeah.
Even at 10:30 in the morning?
Even at 10:30. I'd like it to be noted I'm drinking coffee, though.
Morin, yes, that's the way it's pronounced here, helps organize this monthly event, known as La Rencontre, a monthly meetup for local French speakers. And to be honest, no one's drinking much. They're all too busy talking. Most people grew up in Lewiston or neighboring Auburn. They have French-speaking families, many of whom migrated from Quebec and other parts of Canada. Louise Boldic is a regular.
And so you speak French a lot.
Oui, c'est ma première langue.
What does that mean?
My first language. At home, when I was raised, we always spoke French. And when I started school, I didn't know any English.
Then Louis Morin jumps in French.
La même chose pour moi. J'ai pas commencé à parler anglais avant que j'avais 6 ans.
It was the same thing for me, he says to her. I didn't start speaking English until I was 6 years old. Before, I spoke only French at home. Louise Boldic is 66, with long gray blonde hair and a spotless white baseball hat that says, c'est bon. She says it's easy to keep up French because everyone she knows speaks it. Her family's actually waiting nearby.
That's my sister right there, and my cousins. I saved the table for them.
Today, Franco-Americans make up 20% of the population in Maine. In Lewis and Auburn, according to some officials, it's closer to 70%, and a lot of them still speak French. As Bowdoin College professor Chris Potholm found out when he was doing a study.
28% of Franco-Americans are fluent in French. Now, when you think about that, that wouldn't be surprising if you were interviewing Somalis or Sudanese or recent immigrants. But if you think of the Franco-Americans as having been here for 250 years, that's an astonishingly high number.
But many Francos worry that that number is only going to decrease. And some are skeptical about kids picking up French once their families have stopped speaking it at home. But across the river in the city of Auburn, one program is trying to revive the language.
The golden rule is do your best. And pay attention.
That's Doris Bono, one of the teachers behind the after-school French program at Sherwood Heights Elementary. And what's being taught is not classic French from France, it's the local variety. One of Bono's students is 10-year-old Lucas Pushard. He's been in the program for 2 years. His grandmother speaks French, and he says that now he can actually talk to her a little bit, that he picks up on French being spoken around town.
It's kind of like a secret language, and you can finally find out what people are saying, and it's like you're finally in on it, you know. It's kind of cool.
Another teacher, Jacinthe Jacques, moved here from Quebec. She was surprised to meet so many local French speakers, And she also noticed that words and accents from different parts of Canada come together in Maine. For example, she says, some locals have an accent from a smaller region within Quebec called Le Beauce.
A bench in French is banc. You know, something you sit on, it's a bain. And a bath is bain. But if you're from La Beauce, you can sit on a bain. And it's almost the same pronunciation as a bath. So, and it's just little things like that.
What's also surprised her since moving to Maine is the presence of French speakers from different parts of Africa, specifically in Lewiston, Auburn. She thinks that maybe with this new wave of immigration, local French will be able to hang on.
I've noticed that there's a lot of getting together between the French-speaking communities in this area, and I think that's great because we meet in the language.
Back in Lewiston, speakers from places like Ivory Coast, Chad, and Togo have attended the monthly meetups. 21-year-old Pierrette Rukundo moved from Rwanda about a year ago with her three brothers and her parents.
Because it's my first time, when they told me about La Rencontre, I thought it would be smaller, not too much people. Actually, it's exciting to meet all of these people speaking French. It's really, really nice.
Next month, she's going to bring her mom and dad.
They'll be so excited. I can think my mom, she will not stop talking. She'll talk all the time because she's seeing people speaking French. She'll be so, so, so excited.
Recent immigrants, like the Rukundos, bring even more dialects into the mix of Maine French. And they'll likely be key to the language staying alive here. For The World, I'm Annie Murphy in Lewiston, Maine.
We have pictures of some of the people Annie talked to. Those are at pri.org/language. There's also the World in Words Facebook page. And I'm a serial tweeter. My Twitter handle is Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. More soon. See you then.